What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A little housekeeping here. Ian Begley, 1240. Looking forward to that. Talk some Knicks. Mike Brown, interview number two. Jordan Clarkson is their apparent, you know, the main target for the bench here. And he could use a little fire. Not a great three-point shooter, but a good scorer. And he's cheap. And he's been around a little bit here. So we'll talk to Ian coming up at 1240. I'm here until 225, usually at 2. But we got the Yanks coming up. And first pitch, 307. So no Evan and Tiki. Maybe after it. I'm not sure. I got to double-check on that. But I'll take it up to 225 with Susan and the pregame show. And you heard right there, Brian Daboll, head coach of the Giants, wishing us a happy birthday. 38 years ago today. Good God, time is flying. Happy birthday to us. 38 years. WFAN was born. And if I'm not mistaken, Dove, you were here 38 years ago today,
correct.
No?
Correct.
That is a...
overnight, though. Steve Summers overnight.
I got you. Man, the stock options that you must have in that 401k that you've been hiding away, you got to be sitting pretty, man.
Stock options?
Yeah. I don't know, something. That's anything, right? Been here for a minute, dude. Hopefully you got something.
I put away something, but...
All right, though. Don't take it so serious. God. I put away something. I know. I'm messing around with you. That's my way of saying to everybody that Dove has been here since the carpets were rolled out, man. Almost 40 years. Who, besides Steve, who's the first person that you met? Or if you let me change direct. When was the first time you met Mike or Chris? Do you remember? Just out of curiosity.
Probably when Mike started doing the midday show with Ed Coleman.
And that was, what, 89? Or am I off on that?
Early, 89 was when Mike and Dove went together.
Okay, 88?
So
Mike was a year after the station was born, basically.
I think so.
Okay. All right. Let's get back to these Yankee calls here. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal on the Fan. Hey, got to get a solution. Judge getting pitched around way too much. Can't have it. Best player I've ever seen. Best player in baseball for sure. And best hitter not even close. You can't have 20 intentional walks by July 1. And that's what's happened. All right. Let me get Morris and Summers. BT and Sal on the Fan. Morris, what's going on?
Hey, Brandon. Pleasure to talk to you.
Good.
I think we're on the same page as far as the Yankees are concerned, but I have a little twist to it.
Okay.
Okay. First of all, as far as the trade goes and the trade deadline and the kind of options we had, we need a leadoff hitter. We need a contact hitter. Okay. That's second or third. Okay. That's number one. Number two, let's stop with this love affair with Stanton. Okay.
With who? Stanton,
Stanton.
Oh, Stanton. I got you. Okay. Got it.
We got to stop this love affair with this guy, okay? First of all, look at his age, look at his injury history, and you think what's going to happen once he gets his timing back, right? He's going to hit a squibbler between third and short, okay? He's going to run down the line because it's a crucial part of the game,
yeah.
And guess what's going through
you
your mind
something.
At that point? Like, okay, now, the next thing is, let's talk about Volpe, okay? Volpe is not a good hitter. He's a soft hitter. I think this guy is going to be less than average for a shortstop, a hitter, you know. So that's it. That's who Volpe is. You know what it is? and I don't want to disrespect IKF.
Yep.
He's IKF without the contact. He's IKF without the contact. Okay? So, again, we need a leadoff hitter. We need someone to make contact. Okay? And that sets the table for us. And that's what I basically want to say. Okay, this will be off. That's the state of the Yankees.
It's a good call, Morris. And think about this. I mean, I was all over the Mets yesterday, rightfully so. They just look atrocious. For a $325 million payroll, David Stern's got to get his act together here. And we'll talk a little Mets more later. Big series against the Brewers, obviously, then the Yankees and the Mets Subway Series Part 2. But the Yankees' payroll is not very far behind. And the Yankees, like, it's amazing to me to have that payroll and year after year, not have a true leadoff hitter. I mean, think about that. I just don't understand that. It's frustrating, that part. Yeah, and Stanton's got a couple of years to go here. I'm looking at, I mean, I've done this a million times. I'm so tired of talking about Stanton. Because number one, it is what it is. He's never going to change as a player. And just when you're like, that's it, I've had my last, you know, my last run here with Stanton, he goes out and he hits, you know, 3, 4, 5 home runs in October. I mean, that's what he does. And he kind of pulls you in a little bit. Not where you're like, oh, this guy's viable for, you know, 7, 8 months. No, nobody's even remotely thinking that. But it just makes it trickier to discard somebody who is your best October hitter. And it really is. But now you're at a point, at least next year, this is where the Marlins start picking up some of the money. So the Marlins will pay $10 million, and he's on the hook for $29. So that's $19 out of the Yankees' pocket. And if you were to trade him, and again, I know he's got a no trade, so he'd have to be amenable to it, I know. And then the next year, the $29 goes to $25, and he's also paid $10 million by the Marlins. So this, you know, the Stanton train, we're almost out of the woods. I mean, we can see the end. I mean, it felt like forever. I remember looking at one point, God, what year was it? Maybe 2020? During the COVID year? And I'm like, look at all these years, dude. What are we going to do? Look at how many years there are. But then the last year, which is 2028, it's a team option, and I guess it's a 25.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
$1 million team option. Well, that sucks. $25 million option? $10 million of which will be paid by the Marlins. Either way, it's coming to an end. All right, 888-808-1019. Sam in Rockland, BT and Sound on the Fan. Sammy.
Yes, hi. Love the show.
Thanks, Sam. What's up?
I just want to talk about Volpe and his defense. My question is, what happened? What happened to his defense? It definitely regressed from last year and 2 years ago. Why?
I think he's pressing. I think he hears the criticisms. I think he feels the lack of growth as a player. Anthony's a very smart young man. And the other thing that Anthony is, Sam, and think about this, and thanks for the call, Anthony Volpe grew up a Yankee fan. You don't think that he's inherently aware, like on the deepest level, what fans expected or demand or want? He grew up watching Jeter. So you know, I think early on he's just trying to fit in, and maybe that's a different stress. That's like, do I belong here stress. But then when you figure out that you belong, and he figured that out pretty quick because he had some home runs and some steals and a gold glove rookie year. Now it's like, and then he hit a grand slam in the World Series, and I thought that was going to really propel him this year. And I remember talking to Aaron Boone about this, me and Sal. And even in the, the Royals series, he hit the ball pretty hard. Like, Anthony Volpe in October looked like the kind of hitter I always envisioned him to be. Even some loud outs to right center. You know, barrels, hard. Adam. It happens. But I think now he just kind of knows that he's a little less than what he should be. What Yankee fans need and what he demands of himself. Now, I just think he's pressing. I think it's that simple. D-Rod's down in Orlando, Florida. Yeah. BT and Sal on the fan. What up, D-Rod?
BT, what's up, buddy? How you feeling?
I'm good. I am good. How about yourself, dude? You all right?
I'm okay. You know, I'm alive, so I'm happy, but I am a frustrated Yankees fan, as
all right,
you
let's
are.
Talk it out. Let's go. What do you got?
All right. Well, I mean, the one thing with, you know, Volpe is the, you know, the subject of the day, you know, because of what he's done, and he's trending that way. And, you know, I'm trying to, there's a lot of can of worms here, but I'll try to have it condensed. But, you know, I think more, it's not more on the player, but it's more on the organization and more on the sport, you know, because it's everyone, hey, you know, velocity, launch angle, this and that and the other thing. And I think sometimes, you know, players look at that. You know, I saw someone say, I forget who it was, but he said, you know, my 10-year-old kid, you know, when he plays sports, when he's in the batting cage, I thought it was Kevin Millar, as a matter of fact. And he said, my 10-year-old kid, when he swings at the bat, he looks at the iPad. I said, don't look at the iPad. Make sure you hit the ball hard and get it there. And I think that's sort of
what he's looking
here.
At the iPad for what? Exit velo or something else?
Yeah, exit velo, launch angle, okay, all that kind of stuff. Oh, you know, geez. And he's 10 years old, you know, I mean, you know, so that's, it seems like that's where it's going here. And you coach 10-year-old, you know, 10-year-old kids. So,
yeah, I do.
You know, keep the iPads away from them.
Well, that's for sure. I mean, you can have the iPad a little bit if you want to mess around with your buddies and have some fun. But the time the iPad hits the baseball diamond is the time daddy blows a gasket.
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah,
it can't happen yet. I know exactly, it's going to happen, but it can't happen yet, D-Rod, you know?
Right, yeah. Okay, so here's the thing, you know, and I know, you know, a few people have criticized his defense. In my opinion, I don't think, you know, if you look at his gold, this rookie year, you know, and I hate to say this again, as a Yankees fan, I think that gold glove was more of a participation trophy. He was, that year, the finalists were Corey Seager and Correa, and we all know how we all feel about Correa in New York.
Yep.
So, you know, and honestly, in my opinion, they both played better defense that year, but both of them only played about 120 games because they were injured.
Mm-hmm.
So the only player that played at least 150 games at shortstop that year that played a halfway decent defense was Volpe. And, you know, so I think that's sort of overblown and it's sort of, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, you know, that's come up a little bit and thanks for the call. And the gold glove stuff has been, I don't know, I don't really give it much thought anymore. I remember, growing up, the gold glove was sick. You know, we would do, I'm talking about Little League and stuff, and then eventually, some travel teams. I remember one year they actually gave out the gold glove award. And I got it. I know that sounds ridiculous to say on the radio. It's so stupid. I was in third grade. But it meant so much. It was a sick trophy with an actual glove. I'm like, this is the coolest trophy I've ever gotten. And, you know, that's coming from the mind and the eyes of a kid who at that point was watching This Week in Baseball highlights every single Saturday, game of the week, and obviously Mattingly at first and Hernandez at first, but I just loved watching the center fielders and the shortstops go get it. It's just a different athleticism. You know, the Aussies and guys, even like Devon White, even like right before Griffey. Oh, my goodness, it was just beautiful, beautiful. And, you know, I don't know if it's because I've gotten older and maybe I pay less attention to it, although, you know, I'm very into the numbers. And so it's not that I just ignore that aspect of the game. I just feel as if it's been watered down, the gold glove. I don't know. Maybe because there's a lot more fielders who are better nowadays. There were a lot of guys on the field back in the day that I'm referring back in the day who really couldn't catch a cold. Slow, you know, stone hands, but they were out there because they can hit. You know, Greg Luzinski, I just remember him. But by the way, he may have even been a decent fielder. I don't know. I was a little bit too young to really dissect his defensive talents, but I can promise you he wasn't Dave Winfield. That I know. You know, or Bob Horner at third base for the Braves. He was a hitter. He had a bunch of stiff first basemen, you know, Balboni, guys like that. So, like, when you saw a guy who was fluid, like Donnie, like Keith, like Nettles at third, I mean, those guys, they really resonated with me. I don't know, but I am looking this up now. And, you know, do with this what you will, but so I'm on Savant, and back in 2023, Anthony Volpe's range was in the top 70%, 70-plus percentile, all right? This, and then last year, his range was in the 97th percentile. Wow. And his base running value and his fielding value were both 90 percentile. And now this year, his range, this is very odd, is in the 38th percentile. Now, if you don't really care about those numbers, you're like, dude, shut up. I mean, boring. But that's, like, he's not old. Like, he's young. And to go from the 97 or 98 percentile in terms of range to 38 in 1 year? I don't know. I'm going to have to do a little investigating. But that, I did not think it was going to be quite that low. All right, BT and Sal here on the Fan. 888-808-1019. Met fans, you vented, pissed off. But you're usually resilient. Where's the mindset today? As you try to get things going, we'll weave them in as well. BT and Sal on the Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast!
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102!
Laser beam! Walk off, baby! This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.